Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Praise God. We apologize for being late. We were having some technical difficulties, but welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Praise God. I think we have Sister Kenyatta on the line with us. Sister Kenyatta, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Again, we're here with you this morning on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Praise God. We're here to pray with you, pray for you, intercede for you. If you have any prayer requests, please go to our page on Facebook, Global Prayer Warriors and FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and leave your prayer requests. You can also leave your prayer requests on our prayer request line. If you, Kenyatta, can you give them that number, please?
I sure can. It's area code 847-942-9979. Again, it's 847-942-9979.
Amen. Praise God. We're sitting in for Apostle Rosalind Overton. Again, my name is Pastor Melvin Avante, and we have Sister Kenyatta, my co-host. So we will go ahead and get the morning started. I'll pray us in. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise this morning. Father, we cancel out every assignment of the enemy, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, we just pray a hedge of protection around the technology, Father, that we will not experience any more technical difficulties. We bind the enemy up in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now we ask you to bring those listeners from the north, the south, the east, and the west to come forth so we can pray for them, Father, that we can pray with them, O Heavenly Father, and stand in agreement with them, Father. Stand on the law of agreement, Father. For your word says that where two or more of us agree on anything, as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, O Heavenly Father. Father, there are those that maybe want to get on the line, O Heavenly Father, but can't make it, Father. So, Father, we just uplift them, O Heavenly Father. Father, you know what they stand in need of, O Heavenly Father. You know what is going wrong, Father, or awry in their lives, O Heavenly Father, the lives of their family, Father, marriages, relationships, relationships with children, their children, Father. So, Father, right now we ask you, Father, to straighten every crooked road, O Heavenly Father. Fix, Father, all that is broken, O Heavenly Father. And we bind up the enemy in their lives, O Heavenly Father. We cancel out every assignment, Father, of the enemy. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, Father, for the answered prayers, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to speak to us, Father. Speak to those that need to hear from you, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we as we go into this weekend, O Heavenly Father, Father, protect those that are traveling. Give your angels charge over them that they'll meet no hurt, harm, or danger, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command death in the name of Jesus, Father, to stay at hand, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Let every man, woman, child, Father, make it to their appointed destination and back home, Father, without incident, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now. We praise your name right now. We uplift your name right now, Father. Every word, Father, that we have spoken, we decree it to be so. And, Father, we say amen, amen. And all those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. And we wanted to, before we continue praying, we wanted to talk about believing, and I'm going to hand it over to Sister Kenyatta.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, we just have to, first of all, believe in God's word. And if you don't believe in something, you're going to fall for anything. So my word today is believing, and believing in God and Jesus Christ himself, because the Bible tells us in the 16th chapter of John that Jesus was talking to the disciples about him going away. And if he doesn't go away, he said, you know, the Holy Spirit would not come. So in that ninth verse of the 16th chapter, Jesus tells them that the world's sin is unbelief in him. So we have to believe in Jesus Christ. We have to believe in his word, because God can't work in us if we don't believe in him. Just say you're in a relationship, and if you don't believe in your partner, then you're not going to trust that person. You're not going to be attentive to that person. You're going to just be a lack in that person's life, because if you don't trust the person, there's nothing there in a relationship. If you don't trust a person, you don't really have a loving and kind relationship. So we have to believe in Jesus Christ. We have to believe in his word. His word is power. We have to believe in God's promises. And it also says in the 8th of John, in the 24th verse, he said that that it's basically, if you don't believe in Jesus, that's one way that you will be sent to hell, is unbelief in God, because you don't believe in Jesus. So we have to believe in God and stand on his word and have faith, and that's where we have to activate our faith, is believing in him. And the only way that we're going to activate our faith is we're going to have to go through some trials and tribulations to put that faith to work. And the Bible tells us that many afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. So we don't have to concentrate on the situation. We have to focus on the solution. So when we activate our faith, we're believing in God that he will do what he said he will do. He said he will supply all of our needs. He said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us always, even till the end of the world. So we have to believe in God. We have to trust in God. And we're in a world now that if you don't believe in God, you're in serious trouble, because terrorism. We don't have prayer in school. Our kids and even adults, we don't have any value for life. So we have to trust in God. I mean, there's earthquakes, there's tornadoes, there's hurricanes. We have to trust in God. And the terrorism, we don't know when the terrorists are going to attack. We don't know anything, but God holds our future. We have to look to God. He's our creator and our maker, and he knows all things. He sees all things. So we have to trust in our believer. Know that you know that you know that you know that God is who he said he is, and he will take care of you. He's your creator. He knows all about you. He knows every hair on your head. So who's better to trust in God? The word of God says that he's a great God, and he's more to you than any person in this world. God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's more than anything that you can ever ask for. And he's a great God. He's a faithful God. He's a forgiving God. And he chose you even before you chose yourself. So that's a great God. When we were in our mess, he was thinking about us, and we wasn't even thinking about him. So trust in God. Know that God is who he say he is. Believe in him and trust in him and know that you are more than conquerors. Believe in his word, because his word says that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Know that you are somebody in Jesus Christ. Know his word, and that his word has power. Believe in his word and trust in his word. And most of all, speak his word. Every day, every second, if you a word of God should come to your mind in every situation that you face, you should have a scripture to combat that situation. So trust in God, believe in his word, study his word in the name of Jesus, and read his word. And most of all, speak his word in the name of Jesus. And that way, when you speak his word, you can resist the devil. Resist the devil with God's word, and that's what Jesus did. He didn't hold a conversation with the devil. You don't interview the devil. You just speak God's word, and the devil will flee. So the only way you can speak his word is to know his word, and the only way you can know his word is to read and study his word. So believe right now in the name of Jesus. So I pray that God will give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in his word. But you have a responsibility, is to take some time out and spend with God to know his word, because the word is not going to just fall in you. It's not going to just drop in your brain. You have to sit down and study and read God's word for yourself, not just hearing the word. But you have to be doers of the word. And to be a doer, you have to know the word and study it. So we thank God for you today, that you will manifest into God's word and that he will manifest in you. So believe, believe, believe. Thank God for your belief. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that word, Sister Kenyatta. And belief is paramount for believers. Jesus made it very simple. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and
amen.
It will be yours." So he's saying the key to prayers, you can ask for whatever you desire within the will of God, but you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, then there's no reason to ask. James, the brother of Jesus, who became an apostle, he said this: "For let not the man that think he shall receive," I'm sorry, let me go back to scripture. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. But let him ask in faith." And faith is just believing, trusting that your Father's going to do for you. Nothing wavering. "For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways."
Amen.
So he's saying we can't be going back and forth to "I believe," and then back to "oh, I don't believe." "I don't believe." We have to ask. We have to firmly believe. And there are some things you can do to stay in belief. Stay in the word of God. Write down the scriptures on faith and believing, and even scriptures in regards to what you desire. And keep feeding yourself those scriptures, because you're going to speak, believe the thing that you think about most. So I agree with Sister Kenyatta wholeheartedly. We have to believe it. We're going to spend time in prayer. We're going to invest our time in prayer. Then we have to invest in belief so that the prayers will come. And I like to experiment with things. So if I ask for something huge and I know my faith isn't there, well, ask for something small and have that and believe in it. And when it comes, then move to the next thing and believe. And then the next thing and believe until you're asking God for the mighty thing and you're believing. But the key thing is get to know that scripture. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to turn it over to I'm going to turn it over to Sister Kenyatta again and have her pray for you. If you have any prayer requests, go to our prayer page on Facebook, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer request. We want to pray for you during the show. We also want to pray for you during the week. We post a lot of updates that events that the ministry is doing, and we would love to, again, support you through the week. So please go to the webpage. Let us know that you signed on. Let us know what's going on in your life. Let us know what issues you might have so that we can pray for you. And also you can, through the week and now, text us on our prayer request line. And, again, I'll have Sister Kenyatta give you that number, and then we will allow her to lead us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That line that you can text your prayer request or testimony to is 847-942-9979. Again, it's area code 847-942-9979. So send your prayer request in or your testimonies, and we'll be happy to have them. Because we are in this thing together. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, so we want to support and pray for all of you. So send them in and call a friend, relatives, neighbors, to have them send their prayer requests or testimonies in. And one more thing about belief. I have a sheet of paper that I typed out, and I have on my mirror, and I put it on my kids' mirror. It says, I can, I believe, and I receive. I can is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I have to believe that. And I believe is Mark 9:23. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So you have to believe. You have to believe. It says, if thou. So if you can believe, all things are possible to you which believeth. So the I receive comes from Matthew 21 and 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. And that's what Pastor Mel just said. You got to believe it. You can receive those things, but you got to believe it, and you can receive it. So we thank God this day in the name of Jesus as we go to him, to the throne of grace. The word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. So God wants you to come to him. Come to him and ask for what you want. Don't beat around the bush. You know, when you really want something, and you know, when you're a child, you go to your parents and ask them. You don't be beating around the bush. If you want to go to the movies, you don't, well, you know, I was good today, Mama. So, you know, can you, no, you come, can I go to the movies? Can I go with my friends? You know, we got to be bold. God already knows what we want. He already knows what we need. So we need to go to him and ask him and be up front with him, because there's no secrets with God. He's an all-knowing God. He's an all-seeing God. He's a faithful God. He knows every move you're going to make even before you make them.
So there's no hiding from God. There's no quietness with God, because he knows everything already. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. So there's no hiding from him. Be up front with him. Come clean with him in the name of Jesus, and that will make you feel even better yourself. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, this morning, Father. Father, we come asking for forgiveness of our sins, Lord. Anything we've said, thought, or done that's not pleasing to you, Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we come right now, Father. Oh, Father, come in need, Lord Jesus. Father, you know, already know our needs, Father, but your word says make your petition known, Father. So, Father, we come right now. Some of us, Father, are financially stricken, Father. Some of us are emotionally stricken, Father. Some of us, Lord Jesus, are spiritually stricken, Lord. So, Father, we come, Father, with our arms open wide, Father, surrendering unto you, Lord Jesus, because we need you, Lord. We need you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, your word says that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. And as I said before, your word says many afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all, not some. He said he will deliver us out of them all. So all means every one of our afflictions, every one of our trials, every one of our tribulations. God is there to help us. God is there to help us, pull us out of them. God is there to lift us up. God is there to increase our faith. So we thank you right now, Lord. We stand on your word, Father, because your word tells us that your word will not return unto you void. So wherever you send it, it will prosper and do what it's supposed to do. So we stand on your word right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We're open to receive your power, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it manifest in us right now, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we can take on the power that you've given us and learn how to use the power that you've given us, Father. Your word says you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power. You gave us love. You gave us a sound mind. So help us walk in that power. Help us walk in the love you've given us. Help us, Father, to concentrate, Father, on a sound mind so we can use that mind to study your word. We can use that sound mind, Father, to read your word. We can use that sound mind, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing to you, Father, to call others to Christ, Father, to speak your word, to go out and evangelize, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that we can be a blessing for you, Lord. And as you bless us, we can bless someone else, Father. So we thank your word right now, Father. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, over the holiday that's coming up, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, all of those people that are traveling, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now. We encamp your angels around whatever vehicle they're using to travel, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you cover them, Father, that there be no accidents, that there be no incidents, in the name of Jesus, that you will take them safely to their destination and you will bring them back, Father, to their home, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over our kids, Father. Father, some are going to the different beaches and swimming pools, Father. We come against the spirit of drowning, Father. We come against the spirit of any accidents in the pool, Father. We just loose your angels, that the angels would be in the water with the kids. Every kid that's in the water, Father, we give your angels charge over them right now to protect them, to lift them up, to let them have fun, Father, and enjoy themselves. But you be their guide, Father, telling them how far to go out in the water and bringing them back, Father. And those that are in boats, Father, we encamp your angels around the boats, Father, and the operators of the boats, Father, that you will protect them, be their eyes and their ears, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we send blessings, Father, over each and every household that may be barbecuing this weekend, Lord Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of accidents, and we come against any incidents of fires or anything, Father, that you will guide the hands of those that are barbecuing, Father, that there be no fires and accidents, Father. Protect the kids, Father. Protect the parents. Protect, Father, people that are going to family get-togethers, Father. Father, we loose the spirit of peace and love, that everyone will have a joyous time, Father, and there will be no incidents, and there will be no arguments, Lord, and there will be no fights in the name of Jesus, that the love will come forth, Father, that in each and every family member, Father, that they will have a joyous time, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we come against drunk drivers right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. We stop the vehicle right now, Lord Jesus, Father, with your power in the name of Jesus, that there will be no accidents or incidents, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, that you will speak to the mind of the drunkard, Father, that he or she will not enter into the vehicle, that they will not enter in anything that's moving that may be harmful to themselves or anybody else, Father. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray your peace right now over this land and country, Father. We loose it right now. Let it manifest, Father, in Jesus' name, by the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, Father. We loose your peace in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, because you said that you give us peace, not as the world do, Father, but your peace you give unto us, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We bless your holy name right now, Lord. We love you, Lord. We lift you. We praise your holy name, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name right now, Father, that the kids, Father, that are going back to school in Michigan, Father, on Tuesday, Father. Father, oh, Father, we bless your holy name, and we plead the blood of Jesus over every high school, elementary school, junior high school, the charter schools, Father, the private schools, the Catholic schools, Father. We loose your spirit right now, Father, that they will have the mind of you, Father, that every decision that the kids make, Father, that they will make it according to your word, that you will put on their minds, Father, that they will have to think about what you would do in every situation that they face, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father. So therefore, Father, we bind that spirit of homosexuality. We bind the spirit of jealousy. We bind the spirit of malice. We bind the spirit of alcohol. We bind the spirit of drugs, Lord, and we just lose your peace, Father. We lose happiness, Father. We lose, Father, the spirit of love in the name of Jesus, Father, that it will fall fresh on each and every kid, Father. Father, we know, Father, that they're not too young to learn. They're not too young to understand your word. So we loose the peace and love in each and every child, Father, this day in Jesus' name, Father, that they will have a joyous time in school, Father, right now in Jesus' name, Father, that they will just pray in their own spirits. They will pray in their own minds, Father, that they will have peace in the school and everyone will get along in Jesus' name. And we pray for teachers, Father, that they will teach the kids in love. They will teach them in the spirit of godliness, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you, we praise you, we lift you, we magnify your holy name, Lord. I love you, Lord. I lift you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. You are an excellent God. You are an awesome God. Father, you are a loving God. You are a faithful God, and we love you this day, Father. We believe in your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to believe in your word. We thank you for giving us the mind to believe in your word, Father. We thank you this day, Father. Oh, Father, you've given us a sound mind, so we thank you, Father. Because, Father, there's someone out there in the world, Father, that don't even know who they are. They don't even know where they are, Father. So we thank you this day, Father, for a sound mind. We thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to believe in your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for saving us when we didn't even know ourselves, when we didn't even believe in ourselves. We thank you, Lord. We thank you this day. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for allowing us, Father, to come into your presence, Father, even though we don't deserve it. We bless your holy name today, Lord. Father, everyone that's listening to my voice, Father, we bless them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. In your word, we bless them, Lord. With your power, we bless them, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, because you said that you want us to live in the abundance of life, Father. So, Father, we ask that you show us how, Father. Guide us, Holy Spirit, that we may live in the abundance of life and that you may get all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father. We thank you, Father, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ because everything that we pray for is already done. So we ask you, Jesus, right now to manifest it and to loose your power right now in Jesus' name. Loose it right now, Lord. Loose your healing power. Loose it right now in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Father, because I believe in your word, Father. We believe in your word. Again, Mark 9 and 23 says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So we believe in your word. We believe in this prayer, Father, that it will manifest. It will come true. So we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done because Jesus said it is finished. So everything is already done. So we have to believe that it will take place this day. Believe, expect your miracle today. Expect your blessing today in the name of Jesus. Know that you are the righteousness of God and believe in his word that it will come true, that his word will manifest in your life, that you are walking according to God's word. Walk in his word, believe in his word, trust in his word, and speak his word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, I believe, and I receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, everyone, we are about out of time. We thank God for, we want to thank Holy Spirit for leading Sister Kenyatta in that prayer. Please visit our page on Facebook, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave us your prayer requests. Please visit the page often so that you'll see what we're doing in the ministry. Next week we have prayer in the park, and we would love to have you drop by if you're in the Chicago area. I pray that your week is blessed. I decree and declare your week is blessed and that you are favored of the Lord. Amen. We love you. We'll see you next week, same time.
Amen.